So, they're planning to give experimental, not fully tested, temporarily approved COVID-19 so-called vaccines to children without obtaining parental permission. Have I slipped into a time warp? Where are we now in history? Germany in 1939, Russia a decade or two earlier, the Middle Ages? This is scarcely believable. Child abuse. It's assault. What will parents say in a generation or two? Don't trust people in cars who offer you sweets. Don't trust people with syringes who offer you jabs. Legions of independent doctors around the world say it isn't safe to give these dangerous, toxic jabs to children who have very little risk of catching COVID-19, let alone dying of it. I suspect that the few doctors promoting this evil scheme are largely those who, one way or another, stand to make money out of it. The doubters point out that governments admit that the jabs don't stop children or anybody else getting a disease now accepted as nothing more than an over-marketed flu, and don't stop them spreading it even if they catch it. A few days ago, even the World Health Organization, not a body I usually regard with much affection or respect, said it wasn't safe to give the COVID-19 jab to children. Children have strong immune systems which protect them. And then, to my great shock, they suddenly went into reverse and announced that children could be given the stuff after all. Golly, what a surprise that was. One of the most enthusiastic promoters of the COVID jab for children is a contemptible woman called Devi Shridhar. She has an accuracy record which makes Niall Ferguson look good, and she is, in my opinion, one of the most dangerous women on planet Earth. She makes the evil queen in Snow White look benevolent and warm-hearted, and if she sues me for libel, she'll have to stand up in court and decide whether she lied because she's stupid or she lied because she was pleasing the cabal, which is forcing an unnecessary experimental vaccine on 7 billion people without ever testing it properly. Has she ever prescribed an antibiotic, sewn up a cut arm, or comforted parents whose child has just suddenly, unexpectedly died? I suspect not. I recently exposed Shridhar's indefensible claims about the COVID-19 terror jab in a video entitled "Lies on the BBC Will Result in Children Dying." The BBC published a weedy correction which was seen by two men and a dog, but I saw no apology from Shridhar, and she wasn't mentioned by the BBC in their probably most unseen note. Extraordinarily, even after being exposed as either knowing as much about medicine as a six-week-old slug, or being prepared deliberately to lie in order to delight the evil cabal, Shridhar is still listed as an advisor on COVID-19 to the Scottish government. She's still a professor at Edinburgh University and a columnist on The Guardian. Now, the Scottish government has done some bad things in its time, but have they ever done anything less explicable than hire Shridhar as an advisor? I'd vote for digging up Myra Hindley and appointing her rather than Shridhar. Better still, Rose West is, I believe, still alive and just as suitable for the post as Devi Shridhar. Children would be safer with either of those than they are with Devi Shridhar around. Shridhar may know something about something, but she doesn't seem to know anything about medicine, not enough to fill the tip of a needle. She originally said that the jab was 100% safe for children. That, of course, was blatant gibberish. And Shridhar has now slightly amended her original claim. The latest garbage to dribble from her lips is that no child has died as a result of the vaccine. She also claims that though there may be some side effects, they are treatable. Thanks to Daily Exposé for picking this up from Channel 4. Really? Myocarditis, pericarditis, just treatable? They can kill. And even when they don't kill, they can turn a once healthy child into invalids. They may need a heart transplant. You don't just rub some cream on, Shridhar, or give them a spoonful of green syrup. They can die. Or they may need a heart transplant. Treatable, she says. Have you ever seen a child struggling to breathe? Have you ever seen a child's ward for heart patients, Shridhar? Treatable, says Shridhar. What Shridhar obviously doesn't bother to know is that the American government, her government, publishes regular accounts of the number of people killed or injured by the COVID-19 jabs. They do it for all vaccines, but no other so-called vaccine would be on the market if it were as deadly as the one she promotes with such enthusiasm. The British government does the same, of course. I've got here details of the COVID-19 jabs in America. President Biden's US government says that 6 children under the age of 17 have already died, and 17 have been disabled, and 361 have been hospitalized. Those figures are from a day or two ago. Let me give you some details, which I sincerely hope everyone will feel the need to share with Sridhar, the Scottish government, and everyone they know who is breathing and who has a pulse. These figures are from the National Vaccine Information Center in America. And remember, the figures that are available show that less than 1% of injured or children who've died are actually listed. These are the VAERS data, the official figures. And these are the figures of some children who've died. Okay, died, Sridhar, died. A 15-year-old girl, she had a cardiac arrest, and she died after being given one of your COVID-19 jabs. On her medical records, it says permanent disability, no. Well, there won't be any permanent disability. Here's another one, a 16-year-old female. 2 days after she'd been given the jab, she died. She had a cardiac arrest at home. Here's another one, a 15-year-old male. He had heart failure and he died. Died means not being alive, Sridhar. Fourth one, a male. He was 1 year old. He never got to go to school. He was one. He died 2 days after vaccination. His body temperature suddenly increased. He had seizures and he died. A 15-year-old died on the list, on the American VAERS list. He is listed as having, the symptoms were death. Days after onset, naught. No pre-existing conditions. A 16-year-old male, he suddenly developed gastrointestinal perforation, ulcer. He had headaches and other symptoms 2 days following the second dose, felt fine, and then was found dead in bed. A little time ago, Sridhar is reported to have said on Channel 4 News, and I quote, "If you create bad policies that kill thousands of people, you need to address that." Well, Sridhar, I'm addressing it. Are you going to address it? Are you going to apologize? Are you going to grovel? What's her defense? I can't read. I'm very stupid. I'm just following orders. Or I'm part of an evil cabal. Here's some more. 17 cases where the ages under 1 up to 17, these are all located in the United States, and they're all disabled. A 16-year-old boy, permanent disability. How do you treat that, Sridhar? You got some magic cream you rub on for a permanent disability. Had it after the second dose, suddenly got fever. A male, little boy. A little boy, 5. Permanent disability, yes. Nerve palsies. A 16-year-old female, a 16-year-old girl, stroke. Permanent disability, yes. This is the American government figures I'm reading out. I'm not just reading out some garbage that you might find on the BBC or Channel 4. I'm reading facts. You can find this anywhere on the internet. You can find it on my website. There are links to it. She had a stroke a week after the vaccine. She's now got left-sided motor deficits, which are likely permanent. Left arm flaccid, left leg poor motor function. What a start to life. Thank you, Sridhar. I hope everybody watching this sends this to Edinburgh University and The Guardian, who employ her. A 16-year-old girl. A little boy, just under 6. A boy of 15. A little girl of 13. Permanent disability, yes. Another girl, 15, permanent disability, yes. On it, flaming well goes. A 13-year-old boy. Flu-like symptoms for 2 days, then found deceased. 361 cases between 0 and under 17. All hospitalised. All had to go to hospital because they'd had the bloody vaccine, Sridhar. How are you feeling, Sridhar? You feeling proud? I bet Edinburgh University's proud that you're a professor there. These are all permanently disabled or been to hospital or died. What was it you said? The patients who had side effects were all treatable. No children had died. I've seen you say it. The videos on Daily Expose. They just go on and on. Guillain-Barré syndrome, boy age 16. Do you have any idea what that is? Have you any idea what these things mean, Sridhar? They just go on and on and on. And then there's ones around the rest of the world. And remember, the number of reports are less than 1% of the total. The real number of children killed or damaged by the COVID-19 jabs is probably 100 times greater. And we've only just started. We've only just started. And a lot of these problems are going to develop over the medium term and the long term. These are short-term problems. When healthy children suddenly fall ill within hours of a vaccination, it's disingenuous to claim it's a coincidence. So we're left with a number of questions. How many more lies is Sridhar going to tell? Did she attend the Tony Blair School of Telling Lies without looking embarrassed? Who listens to them? Why does she get so much publicity? How many children will die or be seriously injured because people listen to her and take her seriously? Preparing the script for this has made me sadder and crosser than I can ever remember being. I've never met Sridhar, thank heavens. But even writing about her makes me feel as though I've been in contact with pure evil. I've never come across anyone for whom I feel such total contempt. This is not a game. This isn't an academic exercise. We're talking about a jabbing program which will lead to children dying and others being disabled for life. What is Sridhar? A reincarnation of Myra Hindley? I want everyone watching this to send this video to everybody they know. Send it to school teachers, doctors, nurses, policemen, relatives, neighbours, everyone. Send it to the Scottish Government. Make sure that Sturgeon woman at the Scottish Government sees it. Send it to the BBC. Send it to Channel 4. Send it to The Guardian. Maybe there's someone, just one person at those places, who cares about children and who doesn't want to see them all dead. Remember, my videos are often difficult to find, so make people look at it on your iPhone or your iPad or whatever. Spread the truth about. I don't apologise. What's going on? Well, I know what's going on. You know what's going on. We're being deceived and lied to and cheated because a small number of people think the world population is too big. So they have to control us, and they have to take away everything that's of value. And that includes killing children. Thank you for watching An Old Man in a Chair. I'm going to get to the end of this. And I'm not doing it again, but the last bit's important. Please subscribe to my... channel and share the videos. Please don't cut anything. It's all there for a purpose. If you doubt me, by the way, you can find the details of all those on my website. Or you can go to the American government via the site. Thanks as always to Mohammed Butt and Brand YouTube for the platform. This channel has not been monetized. Just doing it. Because it has to be done. Don't forget to watch my friend, Dr. Colin Barron. Read the light paper. Look at 21stcenturywire.com. Watch UK Column. Go to iconic.com. My websites are vernoncolman.org and vernoncolman.com. Finally, although it may feel like it at times, please remember you're not alone. More and more people are waking up, and once they're awake, they don't go back to sleep. If we're going to win this war, we're going to have to fight with passion, with determination, and more than anything else, with the truth. With the truth. Distrust the government, avoid mass media, and fight the lies of people like Devi Sridhar. Thank you for watching. Old Man in the Chair.